Welcome to the Keeping It Real Estate Show. This is a live call-in show, and I'm your host, Luke Lewis, along with my co-host, Tiffany Young, where we dive into everything real estate, from buying and selling to making smart investments. Our mission? To educate and keep you informed on the latest happenings in your local market. We're glad to have you with us. Let's get started. Welcome to Keeping It Real Estate, the show where we break down the latest in housing markets, trends, answer questions that you have before buying or selling, and giving you updates about what's going on when it comes to real estate. I'm your host, Luke Lewis.
And I'm Tiffany Young. And whether you're a first-time home buyer or investor, or if you're just curious about the real estate market, we have you covered. So today we are talking about whether or not it is a good time to buy a home, or should you rent and save?
Yes, that's the million-dollar question for sure, and sometimes literally. So today we'll be diving into market trends. We're going to discuss interest rates. We'll also give what we have, we consider expert opinions to help you decide if you should take the plunge or just wait it out. Mm-hmm. But before we go into the details of the show today, just want to share a little bit about who we are. We are Treasure Coast Realty Group, and we're a real estate brokerage located in Fort Pierce right here on the Treasure Coast. And as a reminder, for those of you that want to have some content or discussion about today's topic, feel free to give us a call. We are live on the air with you, and we can talk about whatever questions you have live. Our number here is 772-221-1100. And again, that number is 772-221-1100.
Yes. So let me just start by saying this. You know, whether it's a good time to buy a home or not comes down to pretty much one thing, whether it's a good time for you to buy a house. You know, there are a lot of things to consider in terms of your lifestyle, your income, whether or not you're going to be in the home for a long time, and also market conditions, like the mortgage rates, and also looking at the median home sales prices. You know, I think that we should probably dive into market conditions before we get into the pros and cons of buying now or waiting. But let me define what the median home sales means. You know, median home sales are the middle ground. It's the middle price of homes sold in an area, meaning half the price of homes sold higher and half sold for less. And this is normally calculated by arranging all the sale prices in order from lowest to highest and finding the middle value. And it's a great way to gauge the overall market without extreme highs or lows skewing the data.
Exactly. And yeah, unlike the average price, which can be affected by a few expensive or cheap homes, the median sales price gives us a clearer picture of what buyers are actually paying. Mm-hmm. And actually, it also tells you exactly what homes are selling for.
Yeah, so, it's a good gauge.
Yeah, so if you want to know what you should buy a home for in a particular area, it's a good tool to use. And if you're a seller, knowing what homes or houses have sold for in your area, it's going to give you a realistic number of what they're actually going for or went for versus what you might have it listed for.
Yeah, and talking about the median home sales price, right now on the Treasure Coast in our area, and this isn't a national number, this is just locally in our Tri-County area, the median price, which is not, you know, it varies based on county and city, but that's $420,000 for single family homes. So that's much higher than condos, which is at $303,000 median sale price. Luke?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm wondering, and over time as I look through it, the price of condos have drastically dropped. There's so many factors that are impacted that from people now wanting single family homes, some of the issues that happen with insurance, huge assessments that are being included on condos that some people are just taking the loss and walking away.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, that inventory in some cases
is high. Yeah, it's a buyer's market for condos and townhomes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Which puts a lot of people in a position of exactly what should I do? So, mm-hmm. You know, today we'll get more into the pros and cons of deciding whether or not you want to rent or mm-hmm. well, this is a good time to buy.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the pros that I've always found very entertaining when it comes to renting is there's a lot of flexibility and mobility. You know, easier for a renter to move for job opportunities or personal reasons. Works really good with someone who has sort of a nomadic lifestyle. Also, there's lower upfront costs. You don't have that need for a large down payment. In most cases, you can get into a place for first, last, and security, and you're in. And if that's $1,200, $1,500, even $2,000 a month, $6,000 you're in versus having to come up with closing costs, down payment, and all those other factors when you're buying a home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, for sure.
And some of the cons, Tiffany?
Well, you're not building equity.
Yeah.
For sure, you know? So that's something to consider. Are you looking to, are you thinking about, okay, I want to save enough money to where I can get something that I really want, or do I just want to rush into moving at this time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about potential rent increases, you know, rent hikes over time. And also, you know, you can't do all of the work that you would do if it were your home.
Yeah. So when you look at the price of renting now, renting had like that one price, and then there are homes that had a completely different scale. But when you factor in, there's no maintenance anymore, and insurance and taxes has really made a lot of,
About affordability.
Yeah, it's just one of those things now when you start thinking about what it costs you overall, maintenance, insurance, taxes, and all those other things that come along with home ownership. In some cases, if you don't want to deal with all of that burden, renting could be a pretty good option.
Yeah, especially now with mortgage rates hovering around 7%.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
They've been there for a while, haven't they?
Yeah, and coupled with home values being higher, like we just said that the median price is up now over last year. Now that means that your monthly payments are higher, which can impact affordability across the board, coupled with the maintenance, the taxes, the insurance, mm-hmm. and all of that.
Yeah. So which takes us to the pros of buying,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You're building equity, you know, your payments can contribute to ownership over time. Your payments start paying down your balance, and you get down into that real principal amount that you actually own on the house, and there's stability. Like your fixed rate mortgage, for example, payments, they provide a lot of predictability. You know that you're going to pay X amount of dollars this, and 9 times out of 10, it'll still be X in a couple of years, and you might see a little bit of increases, and if you do, that could come from some of your taxes and some of your insurance. But it's not going to be like you're going to be at the end of a lease and then you wake up one day and you've got an additional $1,000 or $1,500 payment on top of what you were paying already where you're renting a place. And, you know, the other thing is personalization. You know, you have the freedom to renovate and customize your home. If you buy a smaller home, you can increase it in size over time with whatever you do. You can paint it your favorite color. You can park anywhere you want to. Not a fan of people parking on the grass and across the sidewalks, but it's your house. You can do anything you want. And cons?
Yeah, for sure. Well, of course, the higher upfront costs.
Yeah.
Down payment, closing costs. You know, down payment is typically 3 to 20%, depending on factors such as your credit. And then the closing costs, reserves. So if you're renting, normally you know that upfront is mm-hmm. usually first, last, and security.
Yeah.
So it's a lower barrier to entry.
Yeah, and that includes like there's no, you don't have to worry about what the maintenance is going to be. You have a problem, you get on the portal, you put in the portal what your issue is, and you come back home in the afternoon and it's taken care of. So
absolutely.
You don't have to budget for maintenance because on a rental place, it's all done by that guy that you wave every morning when you leave the parking lot.
Absolutely. So yeah. That brings us to speaking about the financial considerations because you know, you don't have that maintenance component, but you do have to think about if you're going to buy, how much savings you have and if it's really a good time for you. You know, sometimes people really do have to move and they do have to relocate for work or whatever reason. But that doesn't mean that you have to, even if you have the savings, you don't have to take the plunge. Maybe, you know, sit back and punt. think about renting, getting to know the area, and deciding whether or not you're going to be there for a long time, especially if you're getting into a new job. You don't really know how that's going to turn out.
Yeah, it wouldn't make any sense to make a sound investment mm-hmm. where you're going to plant your feet, mm-hmm. not knowing if you're going to stay wherever you are when it comes to what you're doing for a career decision.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, you think about your credit and how much income, what your income's like. Maybe start saving towards putting down a larger down payment, which means mm-hmm. that you won't have to pay private mortgage insurance. Mm-hmm. So that's something to consider.
And fees on the HOA.
For sure. Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not as bad in some cases. Some they're minor, some they're major. But if you're in an HOA, and not all communities are, you don't necessarily have to live one or find one. But if that's your preference, just be aware and be ready to understand that there are HOA fees that come along with communities that have an HOA associated with it. But when you think about the mortgage versus rent payments, there's not a gap as big
right
as it
now.
Used to be.
Right now, it's pretty much hand in hand.
Yeah,
you know,
it is. It is. Know? And with builders offering buy
downs, so many incentives.
Absolutely. You get a 3% or 4%. You know, say a 4%. Builder incentive. Once you get into something like that on a $400,000 home, you can find yourself in the vicinity of $2,600 a month.
Yeah.
And you own the place.
Yeah.
And $2,600 a month is not a stranger to renting.
Mm-hmm.
So you, in some cases, can be, you know, equal on the same price of ownership if you were renting in the right scenario.
Yeah.
Not always, you know, if you're going to pay the highest interest rate, but if you can find cases. And what has happened now over time, the building part of housing now has really started to catch up. Like, there are a lot of places now that you're going to see that there's homes, there's new communities popping up. And I mean, entire communities where it's not that scattered lot situation, one house here, one house there, but communities where you drive in and there's hundreds of homes that are either built or being built, or you can go in and say, here's where I want to build, and come up with a plan and get that price that we talked about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the long-term investment.
Yeah.
Right? Equity growth versus rental costs.
Yeah.
You know, one, you're going to start getting some skin in the game. The other, you know, when you're all done playing, at the end of the day, you pick up your ball and you go home. Well, pretty much that's the truth of it, right? And you know, so lifestyle considerations too is also important. Like, typically,
you know, should your living situation change, you can quickly move. You know, you don't have to think about selling or renting your home. You know, it's less of an emotional investment. You know what I mean? It's also great for someone that loves to move around, like you said earlier. Just, you know, first thing is to consider is how long are you really going to stay there?
Yeah.
You know, but homeownership can give you a certain sense of pride on the flip side.
It does.
Yeah.
And what the emotional attachment is, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So the career stability is important on ownership, like job security, income stability, those things are factors, but also what your family needs are, especially if you've got a young family and you're into that point where you want to have something where you have a community that people are growing up. And when I say people, I mean your family. You want to make sure the surroundings don't change or are always familiar. That could be a consideration of saying maybe it's a good decision to buy a home and move in someplace. And also, if you have intentions of staying long term, and long term doesn't necessarily mean 40 or 30 years, it could mean 7-10 years, but just long enough to get stability in some sense where
and
you feel
also
comfortable.
If you can't, if I mean, there's no shame in renting, you know, mm-hmm. you should consider what's more important for you, because a lot of people rent and invest their money. They invest in a business.
So many different things.
They invest in so many different things, you know.
Yeah.
So it depends on exactly what your long term plans are and goals.
Yeah. And just a reminder again, before we go further into the show tonight, this is a live call-in show. So you have any comments that you like to share related to tonight's topic, the number to call in is 772-221-1100. And again, that number is 772-221-1100. So market considerations, mm-hmm. how big of a role does that play in a decision of buying versus renting?
Yeah, you should really know what's going on in your current local real estate market in order to make an informed decision, you know, because that can eventually influence, you know, what's important to you. Because there are some places it's cheaper to rent than to buy. And the opposite is true, like down in Miami.
Yeah.
It's yeah. cheaper to.
Yeah. I think that's why we're starting to see a lot of Broward County, Dade County, you know, residents moving
high
to the Treasure Coast.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. And this is what we talk about and complain about, you know, $2,000, you know, $2,500 being high, but for two or three bedroom, I'll say a three bedroom home, but down in Broward County, that's going to get you a one bedroom apartment. And usually it's, you know, 700-800 square feet. Not a lot of space to do a lot of things, and that's what you're going to pay in some cases if you want to be on, you know, what would be considered a nicer part of town.
Absolutely. And let's talk about how interest rates, you know, affect the affordability. Higher rates usually lower home prices, but that's not always true.
No, not at all.
Especially now.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. inventory?
Yeah. You know, the lack of inventory can affect the ability to purchase also. Because if you don't, if there's not enough things on the market, the prices are higher because sellers are in control. It's then a seller's market.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. been a while since we've seen a seller's market mm-hmm. in real estate.
Yeah. We're going towards a more balanced market right now here on the Treasure Coast because we have about just a little under a 5-month supply right. on the home, the single family home side. Uh-huh. And, of course, like I said, an 8-month supply on the condo side.
Yeah.
That's a buyer's market. But right now, we are almost, we're almost in a balanced market. Yeah.
Yeah, that would give the buyers that opportunity to do their thing now. Now is that time where, in my opinion, you know, there's never a perfect time. Some people say, well, I'm going to let the interest rates go down. And then I'll buy a house. I think we're getting a call in. You
want to take that, Tiffany? Have a call in. So let's take this call. Hi, you're live on the air. Who are we speaking with?
This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. How are you?
Good.
We love Jessica. You know, Jessica has these questions that I swear I take up my Hewlett Packard every time. And she's like, she drills down to the good stuff that everyone should be thinking about and asking. How was your week, Jessica?
It's been good.
Great. How can we help you tonight?
So I work with a lot of young professionals that are now having to make the decision of do they stay close to family and friends
wow.
or should they find something closer to work? So what would you guys recommend as far as renting, buying, where there's, you know, a 45-minute, an hour commute to work versus staying close to family?
Wow, that's a good one. So there's a couple of answers there. One, when it comes to staying close to family, are you talking to acquiring a place near family or just generational living, like in one place?
Getting a place near family.
Near family. I'm always one of those people that like to be near family, only because there's so many different reasons that, you know, having that proximity can come in handy. But if you're in a position where, you know, there's a long commute to work, and you said 45 minutes, which is not bad, you know, and it
no.
gives you, it provides the lifestyle that you want, because you get to a certain point where you're just kind of ready to do you, but at 45 minutes is not a deal breaker, especially if you're living someplace that offers all the things you love, amenities, shopping, entertainment.
Yeah, Tiffany? So Jessica, your question was, should you rent near family and buy further away, or
rent versus rent?
Buy yep. further, buy near family and commute.
I guess the question is, as you're building your career, should you focus on buying or renting, and in
okay.
which location would be better? Like, as you know that you're growing your career and this is,
okay.
you need to be close to work.
Okay. I would definitely look into Buying something close to where I work, you know what I mean? Especially if it's only a 45-minute commute to the family, because you get up and you go to work every day, you know? Maybe you go to see the family on the weekend, on holidays, and taking a 45-minute commute on a Friday is different than a daily 45-minute commute.
Yeah.
So that's something that has to be considered, especially if your lifestyle's more about working and having a stress-free commute to and from. Definitely on the weekends, as you slow down, you can take that leisurely drive to spend time with family.
If the price is right.
If the price is right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a good question, because I know a lot of people are trying to figure that part out. So Jessica, let me ask you this question. If you had your druthers, which would you choose?
I would probably rent close to work, and then, and depending on where my career was going, if it's something that I was going to be there for a long term,
yeah,
I would probably eventually purchase there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good move, because at that point, especially when you use the term young professionals in the beginning, you know, a lot of things can happen as your career evolves and you start growing. Someone recognize you and pick you out as a rising star, and you could end up any place. So that's a great start. Meanwhile, saving some money during the process.
Absolutely.
Wow, that was a good one. Jessica always has the great ones. Well, Jessica, thanks for calling. All right. Hey, thanks for calling in, Jessica. We appreciate it. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great one. Bye.
All right, bye. Wow. Jessica's always, she always has the good ones. So that's something to consider too.
I like her thought process. You know, yeah. Definitely, if she's not sure if she's going to be on that job
just
for more than a year or two, definitely renting is the way to go.
Yeah,
she's not trying to escape the family.
No, but the career paths are so quickly evolving these days.
You know? The bottom line is it depends on your personal situation. You know,
yeah.
So. Especially if you decide to rent or buy. If you find a home that you love at a price that you can afford and you plan to stay for a while, it may make sense to buy now. But if you worry about rates and prices,
they're never going to be perfect.
Exactly. 7% might be our new norm for the interest rate. Especially with the new Fed changes, where they're saying that they're going to just hold back on
maybe
those
one
increases.
More this year.
Those are the predictions that are floating around,
and you can't predict that.
Yeah,
you can't bank on that either,
because everyone was saying let's wait for interest rates to drop. Let's wait,
and now January, and it never happened.
It didn't happen. They just stayed steady, especially with the changes in our government and the tariffs. You know,
which is going to be costs that will be passed on.
Who knows what's going to happen? Yeah,
and when you look at it, you want to wait. In some cases, I've heard people say, "Well, let's let the interest rates drop, and then we'll buy." But as you all know, whenever the interest rates drop, the prices of homes go up.
Mm-hmm.
So when the interest rates go up, the prices of houses come down.
Not always.
A lot of cases I've seen in our area. I've seen it. So my thoughts are, and you know, I'm going to hang my hat on this one, is that if you can buy a house in a market where people have gotten realistic in their pricing, even though you might be in a market where there's a high interest rate, you're buying a realistically priced home, maybe in a high market when it comes to the interest rate. The value is when the interest rates drop, now you're refinancing that actual price home. And then the sweet deal is you have a house that's you acquired, you know, at the right price, and you got the lower interest rates. And now you have the best of both worlds.
Absolutely.
So, you know, timing is timing, whatever that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what do you think about the next 6 months? How are you feeling about the market?
In terms of what?
In terms of prices, in terms of
interest. I want to see what happens with this builder's inventory that we have right now.
There's lots
of incentives. So let's see now if buyers are going to start entering the market more aggressively now that they know that the interest rates are not going to go down.
Right.
So those that can afford it are probably going to take advantage of where they are now mm-hmm. because they know that this is it. And the prices are where they are, like you said. Mm-hmm. They're at a lower price right now.
Absolutely.
So now is the time to take the plunge if you can.
Yeah.
And if you're, you know, if you're well prepared for it, you know, talk to your lender to find out, you know, the pros and cons of getting into something right now. Check out, you know, maybe they run the numbers and you're in a position, a better position to buy than you thought that you were, you know.
And it's been years since you've been in a position that you can duke it out, right, at the table. Mm-hmm. So most cases you would go in, and when we were on the other side of the market, when it was a seller's market, you went in and said, hey, I'm interested in this house. And you would hope that at $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 over their asking price, you hoped that you got the house.
Yeah.
Only so to try, find out later.
You know, consider long term affordability. Yeah. Don't try to time the market. We always say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Buy when it's time for you to buy.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So Tiffany, as we look about as we look through the details of the market and homes and prices, I'm starting to see a huge influx of active adult communities come online.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are now starting to take whatever they can in some of their investments and whatever equity they have in their homes and transfer to a place that's going to give them a lifestyle that they like.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I've seen the amenities on that other end, because we're always talking about startups and what happens middle of the road, but you know, kind of later in the life when you're enjoying your golden years, what do you do next? We had a show up
last week. That was last week.
Yeah,
we talked about adult communities.
There are a lot of those that I'm seeing online, and that's something maybe we'll get more into conversation on another show at another time.
Mm-hmm.
But what else you got for us tonight?
Well, I think that's it, you know?
Okay. All right. Yeah. We worked on this one, folks, and we wanted to dive into a couple of different things in one show and kind of put them together so you'll have content on it. And we're expecting a guest next week. We won't talk about who they are,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to bring on someone very special next week that can talk to you about insurance.
Oh, yes.
And they're going to share some things they do and bring it to life that there's opportunities even when you think there's no hope.
Yeah, and we also want to let you know that you can find us at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com. We'd love for you to pop on by. We're here to help. So that is our show for this week. We'd love to thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you next time.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Keeping It Real Estate Show with your hosts, Luke Lewis and Tiffany Young. Thanks for tuning in as we explored everything you need to know about buying, selling, and investing in real estate. Our mission is to keep you informed and ahead of the curve in today's market. Be sure to join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for more expert insights, tips, and local market updates. You can always reach us at 772-510-6801 or by visiting our website at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com. Until then, stay informed, stay inspired, and of course, keep it real in real estate.
Here's Tom Cantor, a Jewish born-again Christian and Bible teacher, on Friendship with God.
And that's like people today who want nothing to do with being a believer. They don't want to be found in church. But when they see death approaching and they want to go to heaven, all of a sudden they become very religious, you know, and they claiming to be what they never were in their lives.
Friendship with God with Tom Cantor, Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. right here on WCNO.
Through every battle, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance, I believe that you are my fortress. Oh, you are my portion.